as an ummah are collectively facing a crisis that is unparalleled in the history of Islam. There is no other period in our history that is equivalent to the period that we have now. And the greatest reason for that is mass communication. The reason that we are threatened now, unlike any other time, is the power that the kuffar now have in their hands to attack the Muslims in the hearts of their own homes. Everywhere we go in this world, you see all across the Muslim world, satellite dishes filling the houses of the Muslims all over the Muslim world. In the poorest of houses, you will see a satellite dish outside of that house. What that satellite dish is absorbing is the filth that is polluting the minds and the hearts of our youth, of our middle-aged, and of our old age, day in and day out, by night and by day. Ramadan has become now a time when people watch television because the best programming, quote unquote, is now given during Ramadan in the Arab world. People are watching television in Ramadan. This is a calamity. Really, we have to realize what is happening to this ummah. The massive impact, the massive power, because it is power. There is a power in the ability to influence the minds of people. We have let the devil into our front rooms, into our bedrooms, and open it up and allow the devil to raise our children, to teach our women, to corrupt their hearts. Really, it's something extraordinary. We have now, on the Arabian Peninsula, young men, like gangsters from the 1950s, like gangsters, looking like James Dean and on Marlon Brando on the waterfront with their leather jackets and their baseball hats, like Muhammad Sharif turned backward. Really, going around the Kaaba itself. And then going out once they, and many of them don't even pray. Their parents are in praying and they're out there like they're gangsters on the street, sidewalk, right? Talking and wasting their lives away and then meandering down to the Burger King or the Kentucky Fried Chicken just opposite the King Abdulaziz Bab of the Kaaba to eat junk food that nourishes their junk minds, that are a result of their junk television programs. And this is what we're creating, a society of junk people. And this is not an exaggeration, and your laughing is a sign of how serious the crisis is. Because like the Arabs say, شَرُّ الْبَلِيَّ يُضْحِكُ, the worst of things makes people laugh. We're in a crisis, and we're all sleeping. Really, we are in a deep sleep, and we have to ask ourselves, what is it going to take? How much do we have to lose of our humanity before we wake up? What is it going to take? How many children have to be sacrificed at the altar of primetime television before we wake up to what's happening to our communities, to our families, to our children, to our masjids, to our societies? How much more? How much can you take? How much can you fill your heart? With how much pollution? If Imam Shafi'i complained about losing some of the ability of his memory because he saw something haram for even a moment and maintained his glance, how much greater that we're filling our hearts with the haram day in and day out? How much greater that we have a crisis, people? And we have to wake up to the crisis and realize the weight that this ummah has. We have a great weight that's been given upon us because we are not like other people. We are not like other people, and we do not want to be like the Jews who were given the truth and turned away from the truth, and because of it, they incurred the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah afflicted them. This is what Allah says in the Quran. We do not want to be like that. The sa'id, the felicitous one, is the one who learns by the tribulations of others. He does not learn Through his own tribulation, he learns by the tribulation of others. By seeing others in tribulation, it wakes him up to the reality that the only way to prevent that tribulation is to stop and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah wants of us. This is what Allah is asking for us to do. Is to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively as an ummah. As an ummah, we have to turn back to Allah. We have to give up our pettiness. We have to set aside our differences. We have to wake up to the truth of this deen, and we have to take it out to people, because people are dying. The planet itself is dying. Our rivers are being poisoned. Our food is being poisoned. Our minds are being poisoned. We are killing ourselves. Ya ayyuha an-nas, innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Your oppression is only harming yourselves. For the sake of our children, for the sake of the future of our children, for the sake of our children, we have to change. How much selfishness can go on? I want my children to grow up in a world that facilitates their humanity. It doesn't destroy it and take it away from them and deprive them of their humanity. It's their birthright to become human beings, to become real people, not to become junk people that spend their lives in trivialized malls, buying junk goods to fill their junk lives. How much more? When are we going to wake up collectively as an ummah and respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu astajibu lillahi wa lirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. When will we answer that call? When will we respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger to something that will bring us to life? The implication in the ayah is, as long as we do not respond to Allah's call and to the Messenger of Allah's call, we are dead people. Our hearts are dead. Our lives are dead. And our society is a society of death. It's a society that celebrates the death of the spirit in giving life, to the lowest pursuits of humanity. This is the death of the soul, because the soul can only be brought back to life by recognizing why it was created, for what it was created, and then setting out and striving to achieve that goal, recognizing that we will have shortcomings, that we will make mistakes, that those mistakes are part of our humanity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those mistakes because He created us to make mistakes so that we could turn to Him and He could in turn to us and forgive us. And this is why we were created. We were created to respond to our ubudiyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way that a slave feels its ubudiyah, its servanthood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in its abject nature. It is in its subjugation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that occurs by doing wrong and then desiring the atonement, desiring to reconnect with one's true nature. And this is why we were given wudu. What a gift, the gift of wudu. What a gift, the gift of purifying ourselves. What a gift is the gift of prayer, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a gift to be able to give munajat. In a recent article in one of these magazines, they mentioned the fact that more Americans are playing than ever before, adults playing children's games, from bongo jumping to flying in their these machines that they make to jump off mountains, and all of these things. This is what they're doing with their lives, with the preciousness of life. One time you have, one short life you have, to do something, to do something great, to be great people. One short span. Why are they doing all these things? They say to relieve the stress of their lives. Just to taste for one instant, to have an adrenaline rush, to feel alive. That's all they're trying to do. And by jumping off a bridge with rubber strings and seeing a cement sidewalk heading right for it, Suddenly he feels for one moment that he's actually alive. And he wants to repeat that experience because he wants to feel alive. But that is not the life that the human being was created for. It's not through adrenaline rushes. It's not through the rush of heroin penetrating your brain. It's not through the rush of cocaine snorted. It's not through the rush of jumping out of an airplane skydiving. It's not through the rush of being in an emergency room doing cardiac resuscitation. Those aren't the things that will make you feel alive. The only thing that will make you feel alive is to become a slave of the Hay, to become a slave of the living who never dies. And this is the challenge of the human being. And this is what we have to wake up to.